It's the Healthy Woman Show on WJR with Marie Osborne and Dr. Jonathan Zaden, presented by Women's Excellence. Now here's your host, Marie Osborne.
We are back with another edition of the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Dr. Zaden, I hope you are well in this age of COVID-19.
I am well, and fortunately, I can report that all of our office, Women's Excellence, is well. We did not know what to expect. I think everybody felt like we needed to follow the social distancing guidelines and be courteous to our fellow humans. And we realized at this time that we are all in this together, right? We all have to protect each other. And I think if there's one thing that I've learned, and I think that everyone's learned, is that we're all part of a big team.
And one of the things that we want to do, of course, is to think at least about getting back to normal. And that's what we'd like to do on today's show as we talk a little bit about a couple of topics that are important to you. Number one, bladder control. We're going to be talking about that coming up on the show, as well as weight loss and why it's important to keep ourselves healthy, especially now that we have experienced this pandemic and try to move forward. Stay with us here on the Healthy Woman Show on WJR. And welcome back to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Dr. Zaden, of course, we're in a position right now after this very long period of stay-at-home orders where we're all trying to decide what is normal. We need to get back to normal. And I know you've been working with your staff and your patients about that very thing. And a couple of very important things to you, of course, in your practice are bladder control and weight loss, and how important they are to the overall health of your female patients.
Well, you know, Marie, one of the things that we identified pretty early on is that people were going to get anxious. We had talked about this, I think, on a previous show, when they start to become isolated. And when people get anxious and depression starts sitting in and they're not able to get back to their normal activities, we know that ultimately taking people out of their normal schedules has an impact. And although we've had a good success, I think, in limiting the viral spread, they originally talked about 2.2 million people in the United States potentially expiring from this virus. And I believe now we're in the 70,000 range. And
right.
I think we're getting much more under control. We realize that we have tipped the balance of normal in everybody's life and everyone's schedule. And as we talked about what we're going to talk about today, I thought, you know, there's a couple of things to get people back to feeling better. And that is exercise and activity, and then getting their weight under control, because that's always a difficult thing. And I think it's been a very difficult thing. I saw a few patients just the other day that talked to me about weight loss, options, because they've gained 20 pounds since they've been at home and out of their normal routine. And then I thought, you know, we do so much bladder control. And we've had patients now that are asking us, I've got to get my bladder controlled because I'm not going to be able to take this weight off unless I do. So I thought this was a natural segue to doing this show today, was to talk about, let's get back to normal. Let's get our lives back on a normal regime, whatever that's going to be. It's going to be new. I'm tired of hearing new normal, but it is going to be a new normal. And let's get ourselves healthy, exercising, and get ourselves physically and mentally prepared to move forward into that new normal. And I think the best way to do that is to get ourselves in better shape. And so, today we have a guest that I'm sure you're anxiously awaiting to introduce.
Yes, and it's Eileen Chapman. She's with Exonix on our show today. Welcome, Eileen. We're so glad you could join us today to talk a little bit about such an important issue for women, bladder control, and sometimes such a difficult topic to talk about.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, Eileen, it's a pleasure to have you because, you know, you offer with Exonix, a therapy called neurosacral modulation, right, that is a game changer for people that have had bladder therapies and tried medications and things like, even pelvic physical therapy, if they have not worked. So this is an option for those people to, you know, gain a treatment when other things haven't worked for them. And it's exciting for me to bring this on board because we see so many people that maybe were partially treated for bladder and they still have symptoms. And to have somebody to talk a little bit about those symptoms to the masses of people that listen to WJR is really amazing. So tell us a little bit about neurosacral modulation and tell us how, if we can control their bladder, they can get back to a normal life.
Yep. So sacral neuromodulation has been around for many, many years, for over 20 years. So it's actually nothing new. However, the treatment that we provide is a new therapy. We've had FDA approval since the second half of 2019. This is done for patients with urge incontinence, overactive bladder, urgency frequency, non-obstructive retention, so they can't empty their bladders all the way, and for fecal incontinence. So for those patients who have those symptoms.
And these, not to interrupt, but these are big, big symptoms. I mean, when I'm seeing patients in the office and they come in with these issues, I mean, you know, I don't think that the majority of people really ever talk about this, but I mean, to have fecal incontinence or to be somewhere where you're just having a conversation with someone and get the urge to go to the bathroom and know that if you're not in there in the next, you know, 10 seconds, you're going to have an accident in front of another adult that you're having a conversation with. These are huge issues that sometimes, and I'm sure you're hearing it from all the patients that you see, are kind of getting swept under the rug. Like, people don't talk about it. And the only thing that's offered to these patients in many cases is medication therapy. Am I right?
That's correct. And the issue is also patients think that it's normal. Oh, I'm just getting old. That's normal. It's not normal, and we can do something about that. You can do something about that. I've been working with the therapy since 2000, and it is amazing when you have patients come back and hug you and tell you how you've changed their lives. And you can do a very, very simple test right in your office to see if you're a candidate for this therapy.
Well, it's crazy because whenever I talk to, you know, and as you know, I've been doing this for well over 10 years, but when I talk to a patient about neurosacral modulation, I have a hard time even spitting that word out because, you know, we go and we throw that word out and the patient looks at you like, whoa, what is that? You know, am I going to go on Elon Musk's rocket ship tomorrow or what's going to happen here? So tell us a little bit more about neurosacral modulation. I know about it from a medical perspective, but how do you explain it to patients?
So we just tell them it's kind of like a pacemaker for the bladder. It modulates the way the nerves work so that your bladder works normally. It's very, very simple. And like I said, we do a little test in the office. Patients try it out. It's one of the only treatments that you can actually try first to see it if it actually works for you. You try it, and then if it works, then we proceed. It's a simple, short outpatient procedure. It takes Dr. Zaden 45 minutes probably to do the procedure in the office. It's a 5 or 10 minute test.
Right. Well, I never use this as our first line therapy because obviously we're trained as medical professionals to be conservative. So we always use a medication regimen or pelvic exercise regimen to kind of help people with overactive bladder, frequency, or these types of things. But what's happened is there's been some advancements in neurosacral modulation therapy that are certainly not going to change our approach to using conservative measures first, but ultimately going to allow us to get to this treatment therapy faster. And the reasons for that are changes in the device. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, what's changed?
Yeah, so with the Axonics therapy, the implant is 60% smaller than the former implant that's been available in the past. Also, it lasts a minimum of 15 years in the body. So previously, you would have to have it replaced every 3 to 5 years. Now it lasts a minimum of 15 years, so you don't have to go back. It's about the size of a USB stick, and it it modulates the nerves so that your bladder works normally. Also, a huge advantage that this therapy is now providing, you can have full body head MRIs. In the past, you could only have a head or neck MRI. Now you can have a full body MRI without having to remove it, then replace it. And we have a very simple remote control. It's like a key fob, so nobody will even know you have that, which allows you to personally control the therapy and the amount of stimulation, which will take to control your bladder or your bowels.
When you hear the term implant and safety, oh, it's so scary now, right? But this implant, right, is first of all, it's FDA approved. And it's tiny. Is there any reason that we can't use it? I mean, I understand it from a medical perspective, but what about from a patient perspective? Is there any patient that you see that is not a candidate for this therapy?
Well, I'm sure you've explained the difference between stress incontinence and urge incontinence. And this device...
In many shows, Eileen, in many shows. Yeah.
So this device does not help the stress incontinence, where you leak when you cough, laugh, sneeze, or exercise. There, Dr. Zaden has other options. But for any patient that has that urge incontinence, that frequency, always got to go, getting up at night, or the fecal incontinence also, I don't see a reason why a patient wouldn't want to go ahead with this. It's so minimally invasive and so easy, and the implant is so tiny, nobody even knows you have the device.
Right. And I thought that you would answer. I just wanted to make sure that Axonics as a company didn't have any, you know, specific patient contraindications. And I don't believe there are any major contraindications for doing this treatment. And it's relatively simple. And have you been experiencing any, I know my own patient base, but have you been experiencing patients that have had pain after the implant or anything like that?
Well, that's one huge thing that we found that has been better than the previous implant. Because the incision is only approximately 2.5 centimeters, the patients aren't having pain at that site. And previously, thin patients that didn't have a lot of tissue might feel it and have pain or discomfort. But now, because of the size, I am not seeing that patients are having any discomfort. You know, initially, of course, you have incisional, you know, minor pain, but that definitely goes away.
Right.
Eileen Chapman, we want to thank you so much for joining us today to talk a little bit about this important issue. Like the two of you said at the start, this is something people don't really want to talk about. It's embarrassing. And
Marie, you know, I mean, think about it. Think about what we're talking about is that, you know, as we start to get back to our normal lives and we are exercising more and we want to go to parks and we want to do all those things, if somebody has to go to the bathroom all the time, it limits it. And now with all the social distancing and the changing of access to public facilities and so on and so forth, I think this is such an important topic, which is why we invited Eileen today to talk about it. You know, it's definitely a game changer.
Eileen Chapman, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time with us today.
Thank you.
And we will continue here on The Healthy Woman Show on WJR. So, Dr. Zaden, we had a very healthy discussion about bladder control, and now we're going to move on to something that I know is going to pique the interest, I think, of everyone who's listening today, and that is weight gain and controlling our weight after this pandemic that we've been through, after these stay-at-home orders. There's the joke on social media, it's called the Quarantine 15. It seems like all of us have been stress eating and making friends with the refrigerator and doing all the wrong stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, you call it the Quarantine 15, we call it the COVID 10, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm already starting to see patients physically in the office, and this pandemic and this global crisis isn't over. The virus isn't gone. It's still going to be here, and we're still going to have to do social distancing, and we're going to still have some limited access to public places, including sports and athletic facilities and so on and so forth. So it's going to be very important that we manage our weight, because remember, the virus is an illness, but so are other diseases in the body, and weight you know, contributes to a lot of them. So, you know, it's really important to Women's Excellence to, you know, bring together our group to help women with weight loss. And, you know, what's interesting is we have really empowered a group of our nurse practitioners to really, you know, help women and guide them in nutritional choices and weight loss options. And I, you know, I'm pleased that they're all, you know, volunteered to be on the show today.
And what we're going to do today is a lightning round, Dr. Zaden, where we're going to bring in each of your guests for a quick 2 minutes to talk with us. And first up is Jen Myers, is a nurse practitioner. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Great.
Is this quarantine 15 a real thing? Have you seen that in the practice?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's then in turn causing more anxiety and stress on women also.
I think you just said it so beautifully, because I know myself, if I've gained some weight, that's like the only thing that I can think of, and how can I get it off? And then you feel bad. You feel terrible, in fact, about having gained that weight. What is some of the advice that you're giving your patients when they come in and say to you, wow, the last 6-8 weeks, I really struggled with this?
I think number one advice that I always tell them is pavement is free. You know, get outside and walk. We've been proven that 10 minutes of aerobic exercise helps burn calories. It helps start up your metabolism and get you more motivated. You know, the more you exercise and get moving, the more endorphins in your body interact, and, you know, that in turn will help you feel healthier, helps bring up the feel-good chemicals in your body, decreases your desire to eat, and just, you know, it takes away from your brain dumping out the bad feelings and bringing in more good feelings into your brain.
It's natural for us to move, right? And if people aren't moving and they're not, you know, and they're not feeling like their body is ready to move, and they don't feel like their weight is at a point where they want to move or be seen, then, you know, ultimately things go downhill.
Absolutely.
And it does impact their health, correct?
Oh, for sure. You know, and I think what you're eating also, you know, attributes to some of this weight gain. You know, all foods are metabolized different. All calories, you know, aren't burned the same. So you have to put certain foods in your body to break down, you know, in different ways to cause healthy, you know, feelings and healthy eating habits and, you know, just a healthier lifestyle.
Jen, one quick word of advice for everyone listening to move forward from their quarantine 15 or their COVID 10.
I have to, you know, stress exercise. You have to get out. Just move 10 minutes of aerobic exercise a day, you know, will improve your mood. It helps your appetite, and it's going to definitely burn calories.
Thank you, Jen. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
Our lightning round continues here, Dr. Zaden. We'd like to welcome in Susanna Marcoux.
Hi, how are you?
And Susanna, I know you help out at the practice so much. Is this quarantine 15 that we've been talking about, this weight gain, is it something you've been seeing among your patients? Has that been increasing in the practice?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You know, with a lot of these restrictions and patients being safe at home or safer at home, what we're finding is a lot more grazing, right? Little less activity, a little bit more food intake. And that will absolutely result in, you know, a good 5 to 10, maybe even 15-pound weight gain. So we're definitely trying to battle that with more awareness of our weight program, helping patients lose or at least maintain weight during this pandemic. You know, America already has a obesity pandemic going on. We don't want COVID-19 to attribute more to that. So definitely trying to tackle that with our patient load.
They talked a little bit about, Jen talked about movement and exercise. How do you feel, you know, what do you think about that? I thought that was pretty pretty insightful in that, you know, she said, hey, just get out and move for 10 minutes.
Yeah. So the biggest issue I'm seeing with my patients is, you know, people thrive on routine. we thrive on routine. We like to wake up at a certain time. We, you know, typically have a similar breakfast. We take the same commute to work, right? A lot of patients were coming home going to the gym. Well, that's not an option anymore. So it's all about creating a new routine. I definitely agree with Jen that, hey, you know what? A random 10 minutes throughout the day is helpful. It's something. I've been really encouraging my patients to adapt a new routine. So what's the new time that you wake up in the morning? You know, what's the new breakfast you're eating? Okay, you have this lunch break maybe between 12 to 1 still. You know what? Take 30 minutes out of that time. Go do a lap around the block. You know, we do live in Michigan. The weather is not always the most cooperating. So what can we do in the house for 10, 15 minutes? Invest in a $5 to $10 jump rope. There's a lot to be said about high-intensity interval training in the home. And a lot of these gyms, a lot of these trainers, a lot of blogs are really also advocating for that. You know, not only do they have information on that, but we also have information on that. So when patients come, we talk about weight, we talk about food intake, but a really big component of that is talking about what type of physical activity can we incorporate. So absolutely, getting outside, creating a new routine, doing 30 minutes maybe, you know, during your lunch break, another 30 before bed, something like that. We have nothing but time now. So let's utilize that time.
I think that the highlight here is that you have to establish a new routine, and you have to incorporate exercise and diet into that new routine. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susanna.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's my pleasure as always.
As our lightning round continues, we join into our show Heather Martin, nurse practitioner with Women's Excellence. Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
I understand you come with quite a resume on not just being a great superstar nurse practitioner, but some real insight into how to help your patients deal with extra weight that they may have put on while all of us are not only dealing with the stress of being home, but also the worry that we have about this pandemic. What have you been telling your clients, your patients, as you see them coming into the office?
Yes, thank you. First and foremost, it is a tough time, and I really encourage them to continue a regular schedule with their routines, whether they were walking, if they have equipment at home, to continue putting that into their daily schedule since we're all working from home and having kids sometimes interrupt our plans. Stairs are a great opportunity to get in some cardio bursts with the dumbbells if they have any equipment available. Certainly doing upper body, utilizing the dumbbells, or even soup cans are great. Jug of milk and getting some bicep curls and working with squats. Everything can be modified, and I continue to give them opportunities to challenge themselves. Even just getting shoes on and getting out the door, that's sometimes the hardest part.
Absolutely. It's just making that commitment that I'm going to get up off the couch. And I think what makes it harder, though, is that we are in this sense of helplessness because of this pandemic. So it seeps into our ability to get ourselves moving and motivated like we might do on an ordinary day.
Well, Heather, I mean, you know, we're not going to be able to get people together, you know, like, I mean, I know you do boot camps, and I know a lot of our patients do boot camps, and then they end up at the gym and they do all of those things. But, you know, I think that, you know, no matter how this pandemic kind of weighs out, I mean, we're not going to be in big social gatherings for a long period of time. And one of the concerns that I have is that, you know, with exercise, I think your exercise partner motivates you. And so is there any way that you've encouraged people to, you know, kind of have an exercise partner in the virtual world? Or is there anything that you've done where you've, you know, partnered with them yourselves to kind of boost their will and way to continue exercising?
Yes, that is one of the great things with our technology availability. If phones are available to use any of the connection, whether it's a phone call and setting a time where you do a pulse check and check in with your friend or a family member, FaceTiming. Zoom offers opportunity for meetings, Google Duo. And so with that, someone could connect with a friend, grab their phone, and head out for a walk. Social distancing, if they meet up at a park, get in that walk. The accountability is definitely important.
Heather, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and your expertise in this area. And hopefully we're going to be able to shed some of those pounds and really make ourselves feel better overall.
Thank you.
Dr. Zaden, some great advice from some great nurse practitioners today on how we can really help ourselves manage our weight and overall health during this pandemic and during this crisis.
For sure. I think I'm going to have to coin the Women's Excellence Southeastern Michigan Weight Loss Report on these shows now with all the experts that we had. But I'll tell you, I think if there's three things that we heard, right? I mean, we heard about continuing movement and continuing, getting yourself going, number one. Number two, we heard from two, routine, right? Get into
yes.
a routine, even though it's a different routine. You got to get into a routine of doing it. And three, you can use creative ways to kind of change the way you're exercising. So you don't really need the gym, especially in this time. And then you can use some virtual methods in order to kind of gain the kind of camaraderie you need with your workout buddy or your workout friend to kind of to make you accountable to keep doing it. So, I mean, I think that's what we learned today, you know, in a lightning round for sure.
The Healthy Woman Show continues here on WJR. Dr. Zaden, we want to leave a little bit of time here at the end of the show. We have a couple more segments, but we want to talk a little bit more about something called pelvic floor strengthening. We were talking about bladder control earlier in the show. What is pelvic floor strengthening exactly?
Well, basically we've talked about exercise, and I feel the same way you do, is that we're kind of going all over the place in the show, but they really do connect, right? So,
yeah.
You know, for bladder control, one of the big, things that it limits is exercise. And, you know, there's not only, muscles that we exercise in our body to increase our metabolic weight and help us lose weight and help us look stronger and feel better, but there's also muscles in the pelvic floor that help our bladder control. So, you know, when you think about it, you got to exercise all of them. And this is a great time to talk about that. And so we've, for years traditionally referred people to what we call pelvic physical therapy, which helps people strengthen their pelvic floor. So therapists actually, examine people and try to give them guidance and tips in order to help them strengthen the muscles around their bladder and their rectal wall to decrease things like overactive bladder and stress incontinence and fecal incontinence and those types of things. The good thing is that, much like we talked about Axonics as newer and improved technology, we also have some new ways of exercising the pelvic floor. And one of those is called MCELA. And so this is really an electromagnetic type of product that you sit on a chair completely clothed, and you sit in a certain orientation, which is pretty natural to you. And you could be watching TV if you wanted to while you're doing it. And it's 28 minutes of intense pelvic floor Kegel type contractions. I think most people have heard about Kegels.
Mm-hmm.
And what you get is about 11,000 contractions during
wow.
that 28 minute session. And what it does is it makes pelvic floor therapy actually quicker and more convenient. And it only requires 6 sessions, 2 each week, for 3 weeks. So it's a 3-week time commitment where you come to the office a couple of times for probably no more than 45 minutes in and out the door, and you've done your pelvic floor therapy. And then we give you some guidance on how to maintain that therapy over time and also how to do a little bit of the exercises on your own, much like a pelvic physical therapist would do. And it's really helping people with their bladder control. It's really helping them with, some of their fecal control. And it ultimately, I think, helps them with mild kind of just dropping of the bladder. Like people say, oh, my bladder's dropped. This is a good non-invasive way to do that. And again, you don't even have to get undressed to do it.
And is there any pain or sensation involved with the patient when they're sitting in this chair?
You definitely feel it. It's a different type of sensation because you're not used to your pelvic floor concentrating, you know, being concentrated to contract. So you definitely feel like almost like a, it's almost like a little zapping kind of feeling. I mean, I've sat on it myself. It's certainly not painful, but it's something that once you've been on the chair for, you know, a couple of minutes, you kind of get used to it. And then you can really focus on the fact that you know that it's helping you. And, you know, within a couple of treatments, people start to experience relief. So people that have mild leakage when they, you know, cough or sneeze or jump, mild stress incontinence, we call that in the medical world, those people actually can, you know, start to get some relief right away. And what it also does is for those people that we talked about earlier with Eileen about urge incontinence, you know, people have to go to the bathroom very quickly or overactive bladder, it allows them to strengthen their pelvic floor so that they can actually hold back the urine when they do get that urge a little bit better, which gives them a little bit more time to get to the bathroom and avoiding, you know, an embarrassing moment.
The Healthy Woman Show continues here on WJR. And Dr. Zaidan, when we come back, we want to wrap up today's show talking a little bit about osteoporosis awareness. Stay with us here on WJR. Dr. Zaidan, we wanted to wrap up our show here today to talk a little bit about osteoporosis awareness. And one of the themes I think throughout this whole show that we've talked about is the, like you talked about, the importance of routine. That, in fact, I talked to an educator yesterday on the topic of keeping our kids centered on their schoolwork and so on when they're at home during all this. And the number one thing she said to me was, you need a routine. And frankly, so do the adults, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you heard it. You heard it from Jen Myers. You heard it from Heather Martin. You heard it from Susie Marcoux. You've heard it from me. I mean, you know, our disruption of the routine is just, you know, unprecedented right now. I mean, we've never, ever had this much disruption globally like this.
Right.
And when I say globally, I don't even mean globally the world. I mean globally to all of the systems and the opportunities for social interaction that we have. It's impacted every industry. It's impacted everything that we do, eating out, going to exercise things, you know, being parts of sports events, you know, just about everything we do, even our office meetings, our work life, everything has changed immediately. This is something we've never had. But my fear in all of this is that people are going to lose sight also of what is absolutely necessary. And, you know, what about preventative care? For all these years, we've developed better screening protocols and things, you know, better medications and so on and so forth to treat diseases. And doctors have been successful in that they've, you know, increased our longevity and quality of life by 20 to 30 years. Over the past 50 years, we've improved people's lives by 20 to 30 years on average. But the thing is that just because of COVID, that stuff can't stop. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we're paying attention to things like Osteoporosis Awareness Month.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I mean, we don't want people going out and starting to tell them to exercise and breaking a hip in a year or two because they haven't gotten their bones checked and they're starting to get osteoporosis. So things like bone density. What about getting a screening mammogram? I've had patients call and say, well, I'm not going to get a mammogram until this is all over. If there's no vaccine, I don't want to go into a place where there's a mammogram. Like, you know, there's plenty of places. Women's Excellence is one that has a mammogram that's in a sole place, right? So it's a one-stop shop. So you're not going to sit in a waiting room or go through a hospital to do it. You'll come into our office. You'll be the only person there. So, you know, that's a way to social distance and keep your prevention. And then what about heart disease? You know, I talked to a cardiologist recently that told me that he thought that there were at least 5 to 6 people that had passed away because they had chest pain and didn't go to the emergency room because they were scared of COVID. Can't have that happen either. So, you know, we got to make sure that we're checking people's lipids and we're doing their routine care as well. So, I mean, I think it's very important. I mean, you know, it's Osteoporosis Awareness Month. So I think people should absolutely 100% be focused on that. But the other thing that they have to be, you know, completely focused on is their overall health, not just their weight and their cosmetic aspects, but their overall health. And all these preventative strategies can't go away. They've increased our longevity long term. science has improved the quality of life of people, and we want to make sure that that continues.
And I think, Dr. Zaden, that's where our doctors, like yourself, come into the picture, where if we are apprehensive about going to the hospital for some reason, that we really should talk with our doctors and understand that now that the COVID pandemic, that the onslaught of cases has really been dealt with, that we can go to the hospital safely, and that information really needs to come from our physicians like yourself, our general practitioners, or our specialists like you in this case.
Well, you know, I said it all along. I mean, I think that this initial, you know, quarantine where we gained the quarantine 15, right?
Yeah.
This whole quarantine was about us being prepared to handle a new medical problem that we weren't aware of before. We just didn't have any knowledge of it from a medical society and from a country, you know, or an international basis. We didn't know how to deal with this one specifically. Now that we've got better, you know, personal protective equipment, like everyone's talked about, better protocols on how to handle people in the hospital, better testing facilities and better ways to test and so on and so forth, we're going to get back to a normal life. We will get back to normal. And it's very important that when we do get back to normal, we continue to utilize the medical advances that, you know, have put us, you know, on the map in the United States as being the leader in healthcare. And I think it's really, really important, you know, from a mental, physical, emotional standpoint, that we continue to get back to normal, because that's going to play a role in itself. And not only will the virus make you sick, but changing all of your routines and all of your preventative strategies and all of those things can make you sick as well. And I think the cardiologist made that very clear when I talked to him that day. And I thought to myself, I have to let people know that.
Yes, absolutely. If you're interested in more information about Dr. Zaden or his practice, go to www.womensexcellence.com. Dr. Zaden, again, such a pleasure to spend time talking with you. We're glad our listeners also could join us today.
Interesting show for sure. You know, I really, really think more than ever that if patients can just remain healthy throughout this whole crisis and get a new normal, new routine that works for them, when we're all said and done, maybe slowing our lives down makes everything a little bit better for us and makes us appreciate the things that we have. So we can use this COVID, you know, what do they say, right? If you're handed lemons, make lemonade. So I think we can use this time and this quarantine and the quarantine 15 and the COVID 10 to be, you know, a time where we refocus ourselves and get a new routine that works for us.
Stay healthy, everyone, from The Healthy Woman Show here on WJR.
The Healthy Woman Show has been presented by Women's Excellence.